There's a new political ad out today from the Democratic National Committee. It highlights what Democrats consider Mitt Romney's greatest weakness, his inconsistency. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The ad is called Mitt versus Mitt. It's running on TV stations reaching six swing states. Winning those states is key to President Obama's hope of winning a second term. And even though Republicans have yet to choose their nominee, it's clear Democrats believe Romney will be their opponent next November. The 30-second spot is done in the style of a movie trailer.
From the creator of I'm Running for Office for Pete's Sake comes the story of two men trapped in one body, Mitt versus Mitt.
I will preserve and protect.
The ad contains clips of Romney contradicting himself, once pro-abortion rights, now favoring overturning Roe versus Wade. Once a supporter of health care exchanges, crucial to health care reform, now promising to repeal what he calls Obamacare. The Democrats have a website that contains a four-minute director's cut with many more examples of what they call Romney's flip-flops on everything from immigration to the auto bailout. Terry Madonna, director of Franklin and Marshall's Center for Politics and Public Affairs in Pennsylvania, says Romney polls well among swing state independent voters. The Democrats' new ad, he says, is aimed at those voters.
What they're attempting to do is to show that Romney has changed his positions. He's a flip-flopper, and especially flip-flopping on issues where he's turned more conservative than he really is. Translation, that will not sit well with swing voters who will find those positions not consistent with their own.
The Democrats' new ad follows a spot from Romney attacking the president's handling of the economy, and it's a further indication that both sides are already engaged in the general election campaign, even though for Romney it may be a bit premature. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.